This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Number 855-453. We also have Skype. Skype on in here to the show at username lrn.fm. Joining you in hour number two, you've got Ian,
James,
and Rich Paul.
Since we've been talking about the Silk Road up until this point, the latest in the various different related cases to the Silk Road administrator, Ross Ulbricht, who's now sitting in prison for the rest of his life unless his appeal is successful. The one of the corrupt cops, the Secret Service agent, was supposed to turn himself into prison the day before he tried to escape the United States. So now he's going to be facing an extra felony charge, likely because of that. And then further, there was other news that one of the administrators of the Silk Road, one of the moderators of the site, not someone who actually sold drugs, but somebody who just ran the site, has been sentenced to time served, likely because he assisted the feds in their investigation with the Silk Road. And so we'll also tell you coming up about the Liberty Forum. You'll get to see Ross Ulbricht's mother speaking here in just less than a couple of weeks. In other related news, though, to the Silk Road, ketamine has been involved in what is allegedly the most significant advance in mental health in more than half a century. It's really interesting, in this last decade or so, we've seen a loosening up of science being able to delve into some of these illegal chemicals like MDMA, psychedelic mushrooms, which is psilocybin, and now ketamine as well. Mm-hmm. Of course, ketamine is known more popularly as a horse tranquilizer, and it's an agent that when you take it in, you know, enough of it in human usage, it can cause, well, I've actually never tried it myself. Rich, have you?
I have not tried ketamine. It's on my bucket list.
I know it has been described as if you take too much, you go into the K hole. James, do you you know anybody who's had experience with ketamine?
I think I'll plead the fifth on this one.
Do you know anyone who has? You might know someone.
That, right? Yes, I do know someone.
I did encounter a guy in a K-hole at the Wormtown Music Festival. I've been taking it upon myself to do libertarian outreach to the various hippie music festivals around here. And one of them's called Wormtown, and I ran into a guy who was in a K-hole, and he was just...
Did he tell you that he was in the K-hole?
The next morning, he did say that it was ketamine that he had been on, and we just came across him, you know, this lone hippie just sitting in the middle of the trail. Mm-hmm. And he wasn't in any apparent distress.
Just people walking
he
around him.
He was just sitting there, and he wasn't responsive at all.
Oh, wow.
He seemed pretty happy about it. So the music festival security just sent somebody back to sit with him to make sure that he didn't develop any problems, and asked a couple of hippies to watch him, and it was okay. So people who do ketamine say that K-holes can be fun.
The story here from thescienceexplorer.com, the notorious club drug is shocking scientists with its ability to treat severe depression. Ketamine, the popular psychedelic club drug known on the streets as Special K, may lead scientists straight to a miracle cure for treating severe depression. Dennis Hartman, a Seattle business executive, lived a life of chronic depression that he'd endured for 25 years of therapy and had tried 18 antidepressants and mood stabilizers, but nothing seemed to help. He told the Washington Post that the clinical trial at the National Institute of Mental Health in Bethesda was going to be his last attempt at salvation, and the trial ended up changing his life. Hartman told the Washington Post Sarah Solovich, quote, "My life will always be divided into time before that first infusion and the time after. That sense of suffering and pain draining away, I was bewildered by the absence of pain." For 40 minutes, Hartman had ketamine delivered through his system via an IV drip. And he says after several hours passed, it suddenly occurred to him that all of his thoughts of suicide were gone. Hartman isn't alone in his frustrating experience with typical antidepressant drugs. In fact, most selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors take 3 to 8 weeks to start having any effect. And there's no guarantee that the patient will ever respond to those other legal drugs. Ketamine has been accepted as a quick and easy anesthetic in emergency rooms, but over the past decade, researchers have been honing in on its potential as a treatment for mental health issues in cases where typical pharmaceutical medications fail. Quote, the momentum behind the drug has now reached the American Psychiatric Association, which, according to members of a ketamine task force, seems headed toward a tacit endorsement of the drug for treatment-resistant depression. I think it's funny that they still are only considering this drug as the last option, when to me it sounds like it should be the first option for people.
Well, certainly, I mean, in order to say first option or last option, that's not something that should be fixed by regulators because, for one thing, it's a question of you've got to do double-blind studies, and you take the double-blind studies and you say what percentage of this group recover, the antidepressant group versus the ketamine group. And you compare them and you see how they work, but then clinicians with experience should be able to pick up clues as to who is going to respond to what. To what therapy.
True.
So the idea of a regulator saying what the first or last option should be is absolutely insane from my point of view.
I don't know if it's a regulator who's making the decision to call it sort of the last option or it's just sort of the way the medical establishment is handling things. But either way, we're still the very
beginning.
Certainly,
it's in the early research stages, but I'll tell you, I've got a friend who has had shock therapy. And
for depression?
For depression, they do that again. she also has she's got major depressive disorder and borderline personality disorder. So she's got a lot of stuff going on. But she underwent shock therapy and it worked for her for a while. But the side effects were terrible. And I'm going to suggest that she talk to her doctors about trying to do an individual research. It's called an individual research study, where you do a research study of one with an experimental drug, and then report your results to the FDA. That's a quid pro quo for them letting you do it.
You know, as a patient, I guess I want all my options, and I think it's kind of disturbing that you know some regulators will say, well, you know, we don't approve these drugs, and it's like, I think it's really sad that. You can't even do studies on the drugs. It's very difficult.
In a lot of cases, yeah. You have to get a special DEA permission slip to do any kind of studies on illegal drugs in the United States. So it's very hard.
Like, yeah, the goal, I guess, of medicine should be to heal whatever ailment, you know, you're suffering from. And it's like, to me, it's just baffling that some people try to place themselves in between the patient and the doctor. And
they'll put you in jail.
Yeah, it's like that point. It's like, I don't know, like... If I go to the doctor and I say I'm suffering from this, he should give me all the options. Say, oh, you can try ketamine, you can try electroshock therapy, you can try this.
Aha, you were trying ketamine to treat your depression, were you? Well, now you get to go to this jail cell. That'll help.
Yeah, really.
Nothing helps depression more than losing your job, the place where you live, and having to stay in a jail cell, which is what happens to people who get arrested for, you know, various different chemical possession charges.
Yeah, absolutely insane. And, yeah, it is, we're seeing this stream of breakthroughs now only because research was forbidden on these drugs. And
that's right.
Another one is psilocybin,
yep.
Which has been connected to success in quitting smoking and in quitting heroin. And apparently in letting go of bad relationships, and I'm still learning on that. I did a mushroom trip with a young lady who was trying to let go of heroin and cigarettes, and that didn't work. But she did say that she stopped missing her ex-boyfriend, which had been to whom she was also very addicted to the on that trip. So it's still, there's a lot of research to be done, but
absolutely,
it seems to be really hopeful.
We should put her in jail. That will help her.
Toll free number tonight, 855-453. And Rich, you're right, we are on just the cusp of what could be a myriad of amazing discoveries about these drugs. We'll continue a little bit more about ketamine and what scientists have found. The toll-free number is 855-453. If you want to tell your story, it's Free Talk Live.
Pop quiz for all business owners. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, which one of these can you lose? Your home, your car, or your life savings? The answer? All three. Because if you're not incorporated, it's not just your business that can be sued, it's you too, which means you could lose everything. Once business owners realize the risk of not being incorporated, they usually scramble to incorporate or form an LLC. To make it quick and easy, Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners, so you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. For your free 10-minute incorporation guide, call now, 1-800-915-1027. Protect your financial future. At Incorporate.com, they don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. Call now for your free 10-minute incorporation guide. 1-800-915-1027. Hurry while supplies last. 1-800-915-1027. That's 1-800-915-1027.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Average weight loss in the study was 8.3 pounds to 4.2 inches total in first month. Results vary. Call to cancel within 14 days and return remaining non-frozen food for a refund, less return shipping. Free shakes with first order only.
All right, guys. The holidays are over and we have got some weight to lose. Let's do this. It's going to take pizza, some pasta, some chicken parm, great foods, all part of the awesome new Turbo 10 program from Nutrisystem. You'll love it. Money back guaranteed. Lose up to 10 pounds and 5 inches in your first month. Look, you keep putting it off, you'll keep putting it on. So call Nutrisystem today and get 4 weeks of delicious meals and 1 week of Nutrisystem's new Turbo Shakes free. Packed with protein plus probiotics to help support digestive health and bust that gut. You'll also get a week of NutriCrush Shakes to crush hunger free. Come on, lose up to 10 pounds and 5 inches in your first month. Call 866-987-THIN. 866-987-THIN. Make the call. 866-987-THIN.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. Yeah!
us here. The number for you is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're looking forward to seeing you at the upcoming Liberty Forum. It's happening in less than 2 weeks. We're talking about 10 days from now. On the 18th of February is when it's going to kick off, and that's a Thursday. So some of you probably are working during the week. You might not be able to make it here till Friday or Saturday. Don't worry. It's still worth coming up for if you're just going to be here from Friday on or from Saturday on. Saturday's the day when Edward Snowden is going to be speaking as the keynote speaker of this year's Liberty Forum, which is amazing. He's not going to be there in person because if he tries to come to the U.S. in person, the federal government will kidnap him and lock him in a cage for many, many years. So we're going to have him via a video link, and he will be taking some questions as well. So very, very exciting. Looking forward to seeing Ed Snowden, but also some other great speakers. I mentioned Lynn Ulbricht. That's Ross Ulbricht's mother. She was there last year, one of the keynote speakers, and she was great. She'll be there again this year to update the attendees on what the latest is with her son, Ross, who, as you know, if you're listening to the first hour, is the man who's spending the rest of his life in prison for running the Silk Road, the underground drug marketplace. So she'll be there, and many other great speakers and panel discussions, and more importantly, hundreds of people will be in attendance, many of whom, like the three of us here on the show tonight, we're early movers for the Free State Project. And for those of you who might be new to this program, the Free State Project is a movement of what will hopefully be as many as 20,000 people moving to New Hampshire and getting active to work towards more liberty in our lifetime. And so the Liberty Forum is part of kind of showing off the community that we've built here, of the incredible community of liberty-oriented people, activists, both inside and outside of the system. There's no community like the community in New Hampshire. There's no place on earth that has as many libertarians per capita and as many voluntarists per capita as New Hampshire. And that's as it stands right now. That's without the thousands more liberty activists who are going to move here eventually as part of the Free State Project. So come on out and experience what it's like to be around that many liberty-minded people. You can do that at the Liberty Forum, February 18th through the 21st. It's happening in Manchester, New Hampshire, so it's super easy to get to. You can fly into Manchester, take yourself a cab or an Uber or whatever, take it down to the hotel, and you're good to go for the weekend.
There will be 420 celebrations every day in the park across the street at
Excellent.
420, and we always have a good time at those, and local people come by and check us out while we're doing that, and it gives us a chance to do outreach. I love Liberty Forum.
It's fun.
It's one of my two favorite, one of my three favorite times of the year, Porkfest, Liberty Forum, and of course Keenvention
yep.
are all highlights of my year. So
yep, it's a lot of fun. And a great excuse to come check out New Hampshire right in the heart of wintertime. So we'll look forward to seeing you starting February 18th. And that's the first day of the event is actually more of a outside the hotel day. So they have a tour of the State House on that Thursday. So that's where most people who show up early and get there for Thursday, they'll take the tour of the State House, which is kind of this unique thing, like the State House in New Hampshire. You can walk in with a gun on your hip. There's no metal detectors. and you can actually meet the state representatives who actually seem to care about what you have to say to them because they're just regular people like you and I. They only get paid $100 a year. Although there is a bill in that is proposing to raise their yearly payment by 2,500%. They want to up it from $100 per year to $2,500 per year. And that's pretty bad. That's a bad thing. So hopefully we're going to see that get shut down. I suspect that we will.
I've got mixed feelings about it. The advantage of a higher paid legislator is it opens up the ability to become a legislator to more people, people
Not
who
really.
Don't necessarily have as much money.
$2,500 still isn't going to be enough to put food on your table.
Well, it's certainly not going to put food on your table, but it might better defray your expenses in being a legislator. It's also not a full-time job.
It's a lot of time, though.
It is a lot of time.
And I mean, you can sink sink easily, you know, 20 hours a week into that during the political season. Like, yeah, right now, they're meeting multiple times per week, and they're meeting all day long there. I mean, you can be in the state house from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. 2-3 days a week. That's a pretty big commitment. And that's not, and that's just the time you're in the state house. That doesn't include time you might be answering emails from constituents or whatever. Mm-hmm. I mean, and reading all that paperwork. I mean, who would have time for that?
So if somebody's living closer to the bone, they might not be able to commit to that, even if they could get elected without some extra money. Although, rather than having the government pay them more, I would rather see somebody set up a fund porcupine legislators that, you know, and if the Democrats want to pay their legislators more, then they can raise the money and do it.
I think that's a brilliant idea. In fact, that I think that they should propose an amendment to this bill that would cut it from $100 to zero. And that way, there's no government money whatsoever except for the gas stipend. Because there is a small gas stipend that they get to go up there, but then have what you know, do what you're suggesting. Because right now, the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, they do give out $100 checks to candidates. So whenever somebody, if you were to, you can't do it yet, but once you're off of probation for your civil disobedience, you could run
once
for
once my suspended sentences are over, my
you,
probation's
probation.
Terminated.
So, yeah, once you're done with suspended sentence, which is like, what, another year or something like that?
I don't know. The other thing is I don't know if it's contingent on my paying the fines, and I haven't. I've still got...
Could they lock you up again for that?
Yeah, I could go back for another 70 days if they wanted to.
Right, $50 a day for fines.
Yeah, although I don't know if anything got discharged, because not paying the fines was one of the reasons for my violation of probation. So I don't know if that cleared the fines, but I don't think it does. But, you know,
well, anyway, if you were to run for office,
do,
you'd get a $100 check from the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance if they endorsed you, and they'll endorse anyone who's pro-liberty. So they do have some money, and the more liberty activists we can get to move here, and further, the more activists we can get to support us who aren't moving here. This is something that could become reality, what you're talking about, paying people to incentivize them to become state representatives. I think it's a good idea.
Yeah, it is. It might fall afoul of some anti-corruption law, but I think so long as there's no quid pro quo,
right,
it
you're not
would
promising
not,
something in return.
Yeah, you're not promising anything except be a, you know, libertarian legislator of good on good behavior. Or something like that.
Well, this is a great way for people who are outside of New Hampshire to support what's going on here, is you can join the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, and you can actually give money, and you can also help out by reading the bills. You don't have to live in New Hampshire to read the proposed legislation that happens here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance actually... Every year, they try to read all of the proposals that have been made for legislation, for bills that are out there. And there's like more than 800 right now. There were 800-something last year. So that's a lot of reading. That's a big volunteer task. Our own Darrell W. Perry has read more than 130, I think, so far this year. He's one of the biggest, most prolific bill readers that they have there. Mm-hmm. But if you don't live in New Hampshire and you don't plan to move here, this is a way that you can actually help us out quite a bit.
Or if you do plan to move here, one of the things I did as soon as I joined the Free State Project is I canceled all my Florida Liberty Association donations, and I started donating to liberty organizations in New Hampshire because that's where I was
going to
go.
Well, plus, I mean, if you want to see liberty succeed, even if you aren't going to come here, donating to liberty organizations in New Hampshire will make your money go further towards actually getting closer to freedom. Anyway, go to nhlibertyforum.com. We'll continue with Free Talk Live.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. Join us at Skype username lrn.fm. Tonight, it's Ian,
James,
and Rich Paul.
We've been, actually, we were talking about the New Hampshire Liberty Forum there for a little bit, but we were discussing originally ketamine and an important study that has been done according to the National Institute of Mental Health, as reported in the Washington Post and thescienceexplorer.com, that ketamine, which is more popularly known on the streets as Special K, and it's sold in some clubs, apparently can help people with severe depression. There was a gentleman who was tested upon at the National Institute of Mental Health, Dennis Hartman, who had tried 18 different legal antidepressants, has endured 25 years of therapy, and nothing seemed to help. But he said this clinical trial changed his life with ketamine. The ketamine has been accepted as an anesthetic in emergency rooms, but over the last decade, researchers have been honing in on its potential as a treatment for mental health issues in cases where typical pharmaceuticals fail. The momentum behind the drug has now reached the American Psychiatric Association, which, according to members of the Ketamine Task Force, seems headed toward a tacit endorsement of the drug for treatment-resistant depression. Experts are calling it the most significant advance in mental health in more than half a century. Some of the most prestigious academic medical centers are opting to treat patients with ketamine, including Yale University, Mayo Clinic, and others, including the Cleveland Clinic. As in Hartman's case, the drug is administered by a single IV infusion at doses that are smaller than those used for anesthetic purposes, so they don't put you out. Researchers are still working to figure out how exactly ketamine works to treat depression, but a 2010 study published in Science suggests that it works by blocking proteins called NMDA receptors. When these proteins are blocked, the brain increases production of synaptic signaling proteins in the prefrontal cortex, which is the region that regulates complex emotional and behavioral functioning. Findings are certainly exciting, but it's important to note that just like SSRIs, ketamine isn't the right treatment for everyone. In the end, it is a hallucinogenic drug, and some patients find the effects to be uncomfortable. Also, ketamine is by no means a cure to depression. Patients must keep receiving the necessary doses to treat the depressive symptoms. But again, we are still on the cutting edge of this, and they haven't done too many trials, right? So we still don't really know, you know, how many times has this study been duplicated so far? Probably not at all, if barely. So we're, again, still just barely learning about this. And despite the fact, says thescienceexplorer.com, that many doctors and researchers are raving about the potential of ketamine as an antidepressant, other scientists are opposed to the idea. A recent review of a number of the significant ketamine studies found that the sample sizes were limited and that nearly all of them had short-term follow-ups. That means there's still a lot to learn about the drug's potential as an antidepressant and the long-term effects that it may have on a patient. However, ketamine has proved to be highly effective for certain individuals, so it'll be interesting to see how further research unravels, and it would be remarkable for a notorious club drug to evolve as the biggest breakthrough in treatment for depression in decades.
If becoming commonplace, marijuana, MDMA, psilocybin, DMT, all of these drugs have clinical purpose.
Yeah, I totally agree. In fact, if you go back into the history of MDMA, that's actually where it started.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a really neat presentation that ABC News did back around the turn of the century with Peter Jennings, where they did a really fair job at assessing MDMA and some of the claims about it. They got back into the history of it. But it was being used as a therapy drug. It was being used in a psychiatric kind of sessions or with psychologists to treat people for, like, marriage problems. So, you know, if people weren't getting along in their relationship, they could take MDMA together in under the sort of the tutelage of the psychiatrist and have a session, you know, have a healing session, basically, with one another. This was what it was originally used for. And then finally somebody decided to start using it recreationally and selling it for those recreational purposes, and then that led to it being criminalized, and then, of course, that led to it completely going underground and no longer being used above ground for things like helping people with mental illness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there is such a huge drive to keep these things on Schedule 1, which means there is no medical use, that they just basically deny medical use when it's found.
That's right.
Yeah, I really don't understand that, you know, this substance changes someone's reality or whatever, their mental state. Why does it have to be banned? Like, why are all these substances controlled and banned? And, like, I just don't understand the motivation of the people who want that.
Well, like, they are powerful.
I don't disagree.
And the government doesn't want the power in the hands of the people. The reason that they're banned, if you want the real politic reason that they're banned because Big Pharma doesn't want you growing your own antidepressants in your backyard. They don't want you hooking.
Yeah, but you're not going to grow your own MDMA.
No, but you can cook it very easily. It's much more easily made.
Really? MDMA.
Yeah, MDMA is relatively easily made. I mean, they make it for the black market.
Well, I know they make it for the black market, but usually you have to be a chemist to do.
Well,
this
you do
work.
Have to be a chemist, but it's not easy, but it's a lot easier than LSD, from what I've been told.
Okay.
Slightly harder than meth. Maybe significantly harder than meth.
The classic story about the meth lab.
But it's also not patentable. There's no IP applied to it, so no one drug company could get the patent to it and drive the prices up. Anybody could manufacture the stuff if it was illegal. So that's the other reason Big Pharma doesn't want you using it. And that's true across all of these drugs. They're not patentable. So there's a lot of money reasons that these things are not legal. Now, your other money reasons come from big brewing. They don't want you to have alternative intoxicants. But there's a reason that alcohol was the first intoxicant that they actually outlawed, because it's a really destructive drug.
It is one of the worst.
Yeah, I guess that the idea is that people are going to take these things and then harm you or do something to you. I mean, that stuff is illegal. It doesn't matter if you're under the influence of whatever drugs, like if you...
The violent actions.
Like if you come and, I don't know, like throw a brick through my window or run me over with your car or hit my mailbox or whatever.
Yeah, whether you're on drugs should not have any factor.
Because it's all
about the person. There may be people out there who are more likely to give you a problem by virtue of being high on certain drugs, but there are also people who are less apt to give you a problem if they have some MDMA once in a while.
Yeah, how
or
many people
some
start fights on MDMA?
Ketamine once in a while. Nobody fights on MDMA.
That's
oh, good God.
I was just thinking that it would be amusing to me, like, the police show up to a domestic dispute and they give both parties MDMA and then, you know, wait an hour and then they leave.
That'd be a new way to handle things, because in a lot of police departments, it's the law that the police have to take someone away in handcuffs. If they get a home disturbance call, I'm sorry,
domestic disturbance.
If they get one of those calls, someone has to get arrested. They will not leave that call without someone walking away in handcuffs. So I like your proposal to, give them a dose of MDMA and then hang out with them for a while and see how that goes.
maybe send out a therapist.
So, you asked the question, James, of like why these drugs are illegal. And I think that, Rich, you're absolutely right with, the argument that these big money, powerful people want to keep them illegal for the reasons you said. But what about the more esoteric sort of conspiracy, the idea that there are certain people in power who do not want others to have these experiences, right? Because if they keep people ignorant, if they keep people angry, then it's easier to divide them against one another. It's easier to pit one group against another, whether it's a group inside the U.S. versus another group inside the U.S. or a group or the U.S. versus another country.
The classic example of that is the soldiers taking LSD, and they're all laughing and having a good time, and like they're putting their rifles down,
They were administered the LSD without their knowledge in a trial, according to a video that you can easily find on YouTube. Look for British troops LSD, and I'm sure you've seen this video as well, Rich.
Yeah, it's also well documented that Nixon hated pot smokers because they didn't support Vietnam, so that was part of his criteria for the war on drugs.
Toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can share your thoughts with us on Prohibition. It's Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon. Through saveatpurse.com. It's saveatpurse.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Join us on the radio waves here. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Why did they make certain drugs illegal? Ketamine, they've discovered in some recent scientific studies, has been helping people with severe depression. One guy said when he was on an ketamine IV drip for 40 minutes in a medical, you know, conditions kind of study, that after several hours had passed, it suddenly occurred to him that all of his thoughts of suicide were gone. He says that my life will always be divided into the time before that first infusion of ketamine and the time after. And I don't know about you guys, but I've had some experience with, psychedelics. Not as much as some people, but I've had some experience. And for me, and MDMA isn't a psychedelic, it's an entheogen, or, yeah, it's an empathogen, excuse me.
And we're not talking about MDMA, we're talking about ketamine.
No, I know that, but, for me, I've never done ketamine, so I can't, okay. I can't relate to it. But for me, MDMA was one of those times where it changed my life, and it was in a really positive way after I did that for the first time.
It does have some psychedelic sense to it, like, you kind of, well, for me, I guess I know where I am and everything, but
yeah.
Like if I look at a picture of a nature, it looks like an oil painting. It is so beautiful, like on MDMA. It's unbelievable how beautiful it makes art. Like normally I'm just like, yeah, that's art. Like I don't really give a crap, but I love listening to music and art, and like I really appreciate that stuff. Like I would say I'm almost to the point where I think everyone should use it at least once a year.
I mean, I don't think that'd be a bad thing. I think the world would be a better place if that were the case. Obviously, that's probably not a true statement for everyone. Some people, you know, wouldn't feel comfortable on it, and you shouldn't do something you're not comfortable or ready to do.
Like, I just quit nicotine, and nicotine is a terrible drug, and like if you try to quit it, I mean, it was not fun at all.
I know, Rich, you were you had come across some information. I think you touched on it briefly earlier that psilocybin, the active ingredient in magic mushrooms, could be assistive in people who are attempting to quit nicotine.
Yeah, that's definitely true, and I've done some self-experimentation with that, and I managed to stay off it for probably almost a week, so it was not a complete success in my case.
It wasn't a one-trip cure.
It was not, although when the professionals do it, it seems to be a three-trip cure.
Really?
But the thing is, they're doing, while you're under, they're doing cognitive behavioral therapy on you. And this is important to note. It's not necessarily the case that when we say that MDMA can be used in treating PTSD or ketamine can be used in treating depression, that doesn't mean that going out to a party and randomly taking a dose of the stuff is going to cure you medically. That's not how any of this works.
Right. It might be fun, but it's, yeah.
So there's a lot of learning to be done in terms of how to use specific drugs and what to say and do. What people should do while they're on the drugs to have the proper success. And to me, a lot of that is a spiritual issue. I think a lot of these drugs are spiritual in their operation, and that's one of the reasons that I'm experimenting with them is as part of my church.
I totally agree with that. And usually whenever I take some sort of psychedelic, I'm coming at it from that spiritual perspective. I want to have that that experience because that's some of the experiences that I've had with those drugs, psychedelics. And in fact, psychedelic has become a less used term to describe things like LSD or psilocybin, and entheogen is a more, I think, accurate description.
I don't know that word.
Entheogen, it's related to the God inside, basically. So, theo as in theology, and then N in front of that. So, it's sort of, these drugs can help reveal God inside of you, if you will, sort of.
Okay, so creator of the internal God.
Yeah, that's a rough definition.
Is like Genesis, creator of.
You know, that'd be a great business or a function of, like, even a church, even. Like, we're going to help you, you know, use this substance responsibly. And, like, it may help you, it may not, but, you know, we'll see if it helps you. Mm-hmm. Like, that would be a really great thing to do for people.
Well, some of this.
Yeah, and there needs to be exploration done of these spiritual techniques to learn exactly that. How we know that mushrooms can help you let go of bad habits. Now, how do we administer them and help you to have the best possible experience with that and the best success with it?
You want to share your thoughts? You want to share your experience? You can join us here. We've got Skype and Skype username lrn.fm. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You know, there's been a lot of talk about Rand Paul over the last, year since he's been sort of running his political campaign, which shut down last week. But now Ron Paul is back in the news where he belongs. And Ron Paul has been making some statements about Ted Cruz. And we addressed this earlier on the weekend edition of Free Talk Live, one of our weekend editions, this idea that there's this group of libertarians that tries to find the least objectionable or what they consider to be the most libertarian Republican candidate for which to vote, or Democratic candidate, or whatever. And personally, I don't get it, because I don't see any of these characters on the national stage as at all libertarian. So the idea that you're trying to pick one from another as more libertarian to me seems to be an exercise in futility and absurdity. I can understand why someone would want to choose Rand Paul, but now that he's gone, you know, the idea that one of these candidates is in any way clearly better than the other is ludicrous to me. And Ron Paul appears to agree. He says This is a story RedAlertPolitics.com has. With Senator Rand Paul's exit from the primary, Texas Senator Ted Cruz hoped to absorb the Kentucky senator's supporters by casting himself as a libertarian. There's just one person standing in the way, former Representative Ron Paul. According to Politico, the elder Paul bashed Cruz during a Fox Business interview, this story posted just a few days ago, saying that Cruz was no libertarian and not much better than Hillary Clinton. Quote, you take a guy like Cruz, people are liking the Cruz, Ron Paul said on Varney & Company Friday. He said further, quote, they think he's for the free market, but he's owned by Goldman Sachs. I mean, he and Hillary have more in common than we would have with either Cruz or Trump or any of them, says Ron. So I just don't think there is much picking. That's Ron Paul saying there's no point in choosing between the rest of these candidates out there.
Yeah, and that's one interesting thing about Ron Paul saying, you know, Bernie Sanders is a better choice. I mean, Bernie Sanders is very interesting to me. I mean, he, I think, was the co-sponsor of the Audit the Fed bill. There's a lot of good...
Although he bailed on that.
Okay.
So that was an issue.
Like, to me, Bernie Sanders is a fascinating guy. I don't agree with... I lose him on economics, but, you know, he... At least he understands that there's something going on. Like, it's basically fascism, where the corporations and the government work together to, you know, get what they want.
Unfortunately, outside, he's a socialist, so he's not going to make anything better.
Probably not. Although, well, it's really interesting. I mean, imagine that you actually had a well-intentioned socialist get in who, you know, stopped crushing dissent because he doesn't think that's really a good thing and then tried to implement socialism. So, you know, they're trying to implement socialism, but we can go out in the streets and protest it in relative safety.
No, you presume that he would stop crushing dissent.
Well, I do presume. And, you know, that's the thing. It's nothing about economics that make people say that Bernie Sanders is more libertarian. It's that he talks about things like criminal justice reform seriously, because he talks about demilitarizing police, because he talks about ending wars.
He voted for wars. He voted for funding wars.
He did vote for funding the military, but there's a trick to that, which is what they do is they vote for the war, and then they send the soldiers over, and they say, okay, now we've got a bunch of soldiers over here in a war zone, but they need equipment still, so vote for this budget for them, or they're not going to have any bullets or flak jackets.
And if you don't vote for it, then you're against the troops.
Exactly. So that's, you know, but I'm not supporting Sanders in this primary. The person that I'm supporting in this primary is going to have to be talked about after the break.
We'll come back after the news, and also we'll get what Ron Paul has to say about Bernie Sanders in comparison to Ted Cruz. He says Bernie Sanders is a better candidate than Ted Cruz. Probably not by much, but
I would agree with Ron on that.
Yeah, we'll continue. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Of course, I'll be voting for Vermin Supreme. It's Free Talk Live. As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
You can control your health care with Liberty HealthShare.
Liberty HealthShare is like-minded people coming together to share medical costs, which saves money.
You don't even have to pay for procedures that violate your conscience.
Because we all share the same values.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
Go to libertyhealthshare.org to find out more.
Liberty HealthShare.
Together, we're changing health care for good. libertyhealthshare.org.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.